Thank you so much for listening. Welcome back to Mortgage Mom Radio. I am Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom, and we're going to actually get into answering some of these text messages that have been coming in. We've had quite a few between last week and this week that we didn't get to answer, so we're going to cover those in this section. And then in the next section, we're going to actually answer new questions coming in from today, and we'll also be taking phone calls. So if you'd like to get in touch with us, please feel free to give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-4-U. That is the number four. Or you guys can send me an email. It's Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E, at mortgagemomradio.com. Or text us. Text the word mom to 474747. All right. So let's go ahead and get some of these questions answered. So one of them that came in says, divorced and spouse messed up my credit. How can I buy a house? Well, that is one that I can't really answer by text message. I really need to talk to you a little bit more. I need to understand how your credit was messed up. Were there late payments on credit cards? Have there been late payments on mortgages? What exactly is your credit score now today? This is something a little bit too complicated for text message, but I would be more than happy to help you. So what does this person do? Well, they call us. They call 844-935-3634. Let's talk one-on-one and let's find out exactly what's going on. One thing that a lot of people don't know is that if you have a mortgage and in your divorce, it stipulates in the divorce agreement that your spouse is responsible for the mortgage and has taken ownership of the home, and they actually go late on those mortgage payments, that is something that we can look at and possibly do what's called a manual underwrite. So even if your credit score is possibly too low to qualify for the program, we may be able to manually underwrite that by removing those mortgage debts or those mortgage lates and not hitting you for those, even though the credit score may be impacted. One thing to keep in mind out there is that if you guys do get a divorce or you're going through the divorce, and one of the things that will happen is that the spouse will keep the home. I know a lot of times people don't want to refinance. Maybe the interest rate is better on the current loan that they have, that they don't want to do the refinance. They just want to keep making the payments and take the responsibility. But as a spouse of that person, you are still obligated by your credit report for that mortgage loan. So if they do stop making those payments or they make them late, that will affect you. So one of the things that I can't stress enough in a divorce situation is making sure that that loan is refinanced as a piece of that divorce stipulation. Make sure that you get that loan out of your name completely. That will absolutely protect you and save you in the future. So again, I would love to help this person. I need to talk to them a little bit further to see what we can do to help. But definitely we're here for those questions, and anybody that would like to call can. So again, the number here, 844-935-3634, or text us. Text the word mom to 474747. So the next question that came in says, I want to access your website, provide company name. So this is a great place for me to explain Mortgage Mom Radio and JMJ Financial. Mortgage Mom Radio, that is my radio show. This is my tips and advice show. It's an education show. We're helping homeowners, home buyers with either refinances or purchases, and we're giving you all of the education advice that you need. That is Mortgage Mom Radio. So if you go to mortgagemomradio.com, you can see all of the information that we provide to you from there. I also work for JMJ Financial. JMJ Financial Group is a mortgage company, and that is where I do all of my loans through, and that is who I am employed by when I am doing your loan when you call me. So JMJ Financial Group does have a website as well, and you can find them simply by going to jmjfinancial.com.